Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of Rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, Saturday from 10 to 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of Rural Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman, died November 26, 2023, at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Agains in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz.